Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is May 6, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about billing platform, go cardless team to accelerate online payments. Austrians are particularly fond of cash, study shows. Pomelo Pay, MasterCard partner to issue payment cards and make direct payment settlements. Marqeta partners Afterpay for in-store digital card offering in ANZ market. Singapore-based Rainforest launches with $36 MLN seed funding. DLocal announces filing of registration statement for proposed IPO. E-wallets flourish in LATAM, shows EBANX data. Now let's get started. Billing platform, go cardless team to accelerate online payments. US-based billing solution provider Billing Platform and UK-based bank-to-bank payments company Go Cardless have signed a partnership to boost quote-to-cash processes for businesses. The partnership combines the payment gateway framework technology and enhanced ACH debit capabilities, helping to streamline the quote-to-cash processes for businesses so they can get paid more quickly and easily. Go Cardless has created a global bank debit network to rival credit and debit cards, as well as a payments platform designed and optimized for taking invoice, subscription, membership and installment payments. Go Cardless integrates with the applications merchants use every day, giving businesses more visibility over payments and saving them significant time on non-value-added tasks like payment reconciliation. Go Cardless has also released open banking features within its platform. Austrians are particularly fond of cash, study shows. Payment service provider Klarna has released a study showing that Austria is behind when it comes to adapting innovative technologies from the financial sector. According to the study, Austrian consumers are skeptical of contactless payment methods. 47% of Austrians and 49% of Germans remain loyal to cash payments. The European average of people who still prefer to pay with cash when shopping is less than 30%. In Scandinavian countries, the least amount of cash is used: Sweden, 9%, Finland, 15%, Norway, 14%, where card payment is also the most popular: Sweden, 72%, Finland, 70%, Norway, 67%. Paying by smartphone is also uncommon for Austrian consumers in an international comparison. Although contactless payment is now possible in many places, only 7% of respondents in the country would use it. In the USA, 13%, Great Britain, 14%, Australia, 17%, and the Netherlands, 17%. On the other hand, mobile payment is more popular. Newer solutions such as payment by smartwatch, 2%, and biometric technologies such as facial recognition or fingerprints, 2%, are also not preferred by consumers in Austria. However, the study showed that 18-25-year-olds and 26-35-year-olds prefer innovative payment technologies. 13% of 18-25-year-olds and 9% of 26-35-year-olds say they prefer paying by smartphone at the checkout, whereas for 56-65-year-olds this is only 4%. Pomelo Pay, MasterCard partner to issue payment cards and make direct payment settlements. UK-based digital payments startup Pomelo Pay has partnered with MasterCard to issue payment cards and make direct payment settlements. As a principal issuing member, Pomelo Pay will be able to issue payment cards directly to its SME customer base and make direct payment settlements with MasterCard on behalf of its merchants, aiming to help its customers reduce the friction in the payments journey and enable its merchants to get access to their working capital faster. According to the press release, Pomelo Pay allows businesses to take payments from anyone, in any location without the need for hardware. Its approach enables businesses across a multitude of sectors, including construction and trades, food and drink, as well as travel and hospitality, to adapt to changing circumstances. The partnership with MasterCard builds on other recent developments for Pomelo Pay after it was awarded its e-money license by the Financial Conduct Authority in November 2020 and achieved its PCI compliance level 1. Marqeta partners Afterpay for in-store digital card offering in ANZ market. Marqeta, a global card issuing platform, has partnered with Afterpay to issue virtual cards as part of its in-store solution in the ANZ market. Afterpay gives shoppers the ability to receive products immediately and pay in 4 installments over a short period of time. The company reports that it has nearly 15 million active customers globally and is offered by nearly 86,000 merchants worldwide. Afterpay recently launched a digital card that allows customers to use its service at physical retail stores. The Marqeta platform's tokenization capabilities allow cards to be instantly issued and provisioned immediately into a mobile wallet and helped power the launch of Afterpay's in-store digital card product. Marqeta and Afterpay have also partnered in the US and Canada. Marqeta has issued more than 270 million cards globally through its platform and processed its first Australian transactions in February 2020. Marqeta's payments platform will help accelerate the onboarding of new merchant customers and power a seamless virtual experience for Afterpay customers. Singapore-based Rainforest launches with $36 MLN seed funding. Rainforest, an e-commerce brand aggregator, has officially announced its launch in a seed financing round of $36 million to buy and grow digital native e-commerce brands. The company will be initially acquiring Amazon native brands from brand owners globally, focusing on Asia-based Amazon FBA sellers. The funding round consisted of $6.5 million in equity financing, led by Nordstar, with participation from Insignia Venture Partners, and a $30 million debt facility from a U.S.-based debt fund. Amazon's third-party GMV was $300 billion in 2020, growing at 50% year-on-year. With over 30% of the top third-party sellers based out of Asia, Rainforest is well-positioned to acquire these brands and scale them while providing sellers with a beneficial exit opportunity. Rainforest was founded in 2020 by experienced startup operators in commerce, marketplaces, and SaaS. Operational since January 2021, Rainforest has acquired 3 brands to date in the home and personal care categories. Rainforest will use the funds to acquire Amazon FBA brands, invest in technology, and hire top talent to join their Singapore-headquartered and globally distributed team. DLocal announces filing of registration statement for proposed IPO. DLocal, a technology-first payments platform, has publicly filed a registration statement on Form F-1 with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, relating to a proposed initial public offering of its Class A common shares. The number of shares to be offered and the price range for the proposed offering have not yet been determined. DLocal has applied to list its Class A common shares on the NASDAQ Global Select Market under the ticker symbol, DLO. The offering is being made through an underwriting group led by JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs & Co. LLC, Citigroup and Morgan Stanley, who are acting as global coordinators, and BofA Securities, HSBC and UBS Investment Bank, who are acting as joint bookrunners. A registration statement on Form F-1, including a prospectus, which is preliminary and subject to completion, relating to these securities has been filed with the SEC, but has not yet become effective. These securities may not be sold, nor may offers to buy be accepted, prior to the time the registration statement becomes effective. DLocal powers local payment methods in emerging markets, connecting global enterprise merchants with emerging market consumers in 29 countries across APAC, the Middle East, LATAM, and Africa. Through the 1D local concept, one direct API, one platform, and one contract, global companies can accept payments, send payouts, and settle funds globally. E-wallets flourish in LATAM, shows EBANX data. E-wallets have gained momentum in Latin America, LATAM, and are bringing millions of new customers to online commerce, according to internal data from EBANX. Almost 75% of purchases made with digital wallets are from new customers, who had never bought within these merchants before. As internal data from EBANX shows, considering merchants who have been processing with EBANX for at least 1 year. EBANX currently integrates with 6 different e-wallets as a payment method, which have around 50 million users across LATAM. This payment method is available for any global company that wants to seize the region's e-commerce, one of the fastest growing markets in the world. According to EBANX internal data, merchants who integrate with e-wallets as a payment method had an increase of 5% on their new customers base since they started to offer this payment option. E-wallets already respond for 11% of e-commerce volume in LATAM, with $20.5 billion in transactions in 2020, according to a forecast from AMI, America's Market Intelligence, for the 7 main markets in the region: Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, Chile, Peru, Uruguay. The growth rate is impressive. In Chile, e-wallets increased 32% in volume of payments in 2020. In Colombia, 20%. According to Beyond Borders, EBANX's annual study on the state of e-commerce in LATAM. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.